the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed, justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. This is the gospel of the Lord. To him who loves us and has washed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. My condolences to you, Leona, Bob, Darla, Laverne, Stanley, and Carol, as well as the rest of the family of Lloyd, for your loss of a dear husband, your loss of a dear father, a grandfather, and a friend. As Lloyd's pastor over the last 2.5 years, I was able to get to know Lloyd quite well. I was able to hear the stories of his great horse, Tony, getting back on his two legs. I was able to serve Lloyd, the precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was able to hear him confess the small catechism. I was able to be with him when he cried. I was able to see his tender smile. With that said, though, I must confess that I did not know Lloyd as you knew Lloyd. You see, I never knew him before he had dementia. I was always that strange face to Lloyd. He never remembered me from visit to visit. But I was blessed, I was truly blessed to remember him. I assume that as a family, it has been a struggle over the last several years with Lloyd battling dementia. I certainly do not want to assume to understand everything that goes on with dementia, but I do know that it can be difficult when a close loved one forgets those precious memories, when those faces and names are forgotten as well, when birthdays are forgotten and anniversaries. I can only imagine and assume how difficult it might be to not be able to remember these precious things. There's no doubt about it that the loss of a memory can be unsettling for people who experience this as well as those who care for them. Now, with all of that said, dementia can also bring about an unsettling feeling in thinking about the Christian faith. In other words, how do we handle it when a person's memory fades and they forget the precious scripture verses that were entrusted to them? What happens when people forget the basic truths of the Christian faith? What happens to a person's status with God when the body begins to shut down and a person is unable to consciously confess Christ? Our gospel reading, this gospel reading for this afternoon from the Gospel of Luke, it actually speaks to all of this. It is the story of Jesus' conversation with the thief on the cross. And what should grip us, what should grab a hold of us from this gospel reading? The words of that thief saying to Jesus, "Remember me, Jesus. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. Yes, remember me. Remember me, recall me, Jesus, notice me, Jesus, include me, Jesus, acknowledge me, Jesus." All these words are ways that we could translate into the modern language what the criminals said to Jesus some 2,000 years ago when he hung next to him, bleeding and dying. Is this not a good confession? Remember me? Remember me, Jesus? In Jesus' reply, we hear him saying to the thief these wonderful and grand words, "Today, yes, today, you will be with me in paradise." In other words, Jesus certainly remembered the thief on that cross. And today I confess to each and every one of you that Jesus remembers Lloyd as well. Lloyd is not forgotten by God Almighty. Helmut Tillich, an old German theologian, once said this. He said this, "Praise God that the gospel, this gospel message, is more than just a philosophy or an ideology. If it were only a dry religious idea, you would just have it as long as you could keep it in your mind so that it could give you comfort. However, thank God that it is so much more, that even when you can no longer think about God, he still thinks of you. If we can feel nothing of his presence, he still feels for us." Dear friends, the good news of the gospel for Lloyd, the good news of the gospel for Lloyd and for all of us here, is that even though Lloyd's mind slowed at the end of life, Jesus remembered him, and he remembers him. Even when we are plagued by the pain and numbness of losing a loved one, God still feels for you and for me as well. Today in this funeral service, we actually praise God that the gospel is dependent on God's actions towards us and not dependent on our actions towards God. We praise God that Lloyd's salvation, yes, Lloyd's salvation was not dependent upon his remembrance of Christ, but Christ's remembrance of him. There's comfort in the message of the gospel. There's a concreteness, a concrete nature to the gospel. In other words, there is nothing that could have kept Jesus from that cross, and there's nothing in this life that can reach back into time and remove Christ from that cross. The events of today, they cannot reach back into time and history and keep Christ in that grave. He died, and he was resurrected for Lloyd and for you too. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Without going into a tremendous amount of technicalities, Jesus speaks this in a way that communicates certainty. You will be with me in paradise. This is most certainly true. It will happen. You can count on this. You can depend on this. It is a promise of certainty. He belonged to Jesus because Jesus remembered him. What this means is that God certainly remembers Lloyd, and he has not, and he will not forget him in death. The cross and the resurrection, yes, the cross and resurrection and Lloyd's baptism are proof of that. On the cross some 2,000 years ago, God charged all that is sin in us against Christ. That Good Friday, God the Father judged that sin that was laid upon Jesus. Your sin, my sin, and Lloyd's sin as well. Do you know what this means? It means that Jesus' death destroyed your sin and your death. It destroyed Lloyd's sin and Lloyd's death. Look to the cross, my friends, and what do you see? You see the death of your sin and the full satisfaction of your salvation. Jesus was made to be sin, and you and me and Lloyd have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ, being declared as saints. And get this, Jesus has promised to come back. He has promised to come back and resurrect our bodies. He will not forget our bodies in the dust of the ground. He will not forget Lloyd, who will be committed to the grave. My friends, can you imagine yourself standing in the presence of God, exhibiting full righteousness, being without blemish, perfect and free? That's what Christ promises to do for you, for me, and for Lloyd. Because of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, you and Lloyd and I are clothed in Christ's righteousness, declared saints. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, in God's eyes, you are perfect as Christ is. It is as if sin never happened, since sin was charged to Christ's account and not to us. Believe and trust and know that Christ is for you, and he will not forget you, as he has not and will not forget our beloved Lloyd. You, my friends, are buried deeply. You are buried deeply into the wounds of Christ, as is Lloyd. Sin puts us in the grave. However, the gospel puts us in Christ's grave, a grave that is open and leads to life eternal. Praise God, my friends. Praise God that the gospel is more than just a philosophy or an ideology. If it were only that dry religious idea, you and me and Lloyd would only have it as long as we could keep it in our minds so that it could give us comfort. However, thank God that it is so much more, that even when we can no longer think about God, he still thinks of us. Now may the Lord of peace himself, Jesus Christ, firmly establish each and every one of you in the forgiveness of sins and the hope of the resurrection, and give you peace and give you hope and give you courage always in every way, until he graciously takes you from this veil of tears to himself into heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.